is beginning to rain, rain, rain to the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Thank you for joining with us today. Pastor Mars will be covering the subject, Home Churches, Are They the Answer to America's Spiritual Crisis? But first, some beautiful music by the Cathedral Quartet, entitled That Day at Calvary, off of their CD, Faithful.
In the Garden of Gethsemane, he shed great drops of agony. He prayed, Father, if it be thy will, let this bitter cup pass from me. But it was God's will for him to go and die on Calvary. The pain that he bore, the blood that he shed was for me. That day at Calvary,
that day at Calvary,
it changed my history.
It changed my history.
It gave me a new outlook on life. Now I can conquer the sin and the strife the devil throws.
The devil throws.
While
at me,
on this journey,
while on this journey,
oh what a change happened that day at Calvary. Back when my life was still hell and sin's bondage, I had a great fear of things that I couldn't understand. But when I came to know the fabulous love of Jesus, he banished my fears and firmly took hold of my hand. That day at Calvary, it changed my history.
It changed my history.
It gave me a new outlook on life. Now I can conquer the sin and the strife the devil throws.
That the devil throws
while on this journey. Oh, what a change happened that day.
I want to tell you a little bit about Bible Home Church, what we hope to do. And I just feel so wonderful about this adventure because God is in it and the Holy Spirit, I'm positive, is going to bless it. I want you to know about it because so many of you have been faithful to this ministry for so long. And I want you to know we're not backing up one step. We're going forward with, well, I don't know what you would call it, enthusiasm, excitement, absolutely, all of those things and much more in these last days. I do want to tell you why we have founded a Bible Home Church, and I want to encourage you in this program to found your own home church. And I don't really want to call it affiliated, because I'm not a believer in denominations, but certainly I hope that you will associate and fellowship with Bible Home Church, become a very vital part of Bible Home Church, and you might even wish to be a member of Bible Home Church, and we'll tell you how to do that as well. Now, first of all, people have asked me, Tex, which is the true church? What church should I attend? They've been so concerned very often about the churches that they're going to. And men and women today, inspired by God's Holy Spirit, know the difference between right and wrong. They know what's true good doctrine from the Bible, and they know what isn't. And I praise God for that discernment in the hearts of people today. Now, I don't think there's many that have discernment, but there certainly is the elect, that remnant of Jesus Christ out there. I hope I'm talking to you. I hope you're one of the elect. I hope you're chosen, called by God, foreordained for salvation and not His condemnation. If so, I believe this program today is going to speak to your heart. You see, I'm convinced that home churches, yes, home, that's H-O-M-E, churches, are the answer to America's spiritual crisis. If there ever was a need for revival, would you agree with me that need is now? We have sunken so low in this country with immorality, debauchery, depravity, that it breaks my heart. It would break any Christian's heart. We certainly are as it was in the days of Noah. We certainly are probably a worse society than Sodom and Gomorrah. I can only say that God is very merciful to the United States of America. If He were not, He would have destroyed us years and years ago. But we're certainly testing God's patience and His mercy today when you look around. And when you see the churches, and I'm talking about the giant denominational structures, the gigantic edifices with their marvelous buildings, tabernacles, cathedrals, sometimes gleaming skyscrapers, pointing toward the sky, and they may as well just be pointing straight down to the pit of hell, many of them. You know, Jesus said few would find the way. Well, you go into some cities in America, there's a church on every corner, but you don't find Jesus preached on every corner. You're lucky to find Jesus preached on any corner today in America. And I'm going to discuss that with you too. Why is a home church movement needed? What is a home church movement? What should a home church movement be based on? If you were going to start your own church, how would you do it? Would you go hire a board of deacons and a pastor and collect money to build a big building? Where would you start? I know where I'd start. I'd start with the Word of God. I would go to the first love that so many people have forgotten, Jesus Christ and His Word. That's the only foundation that's going to matter. But this is the very foundation that the builders of the new cathedrals and the huge mega churches, the First Baptist, the Second Baptist, the Third Baptist, I suppose by now, the First Pentecostal, the Second Pentecostal, and this United Methodist, and that United Church of Christ, and that Seventh-day Adventist, and we could go on and on. I have in my library a Church of Christian a reference book or directory of Christian church denominations. There are about 1,000 listed in it. Now, talk about breaking your heart. Just seeing all of that divisiveness, all based on false doctrines and the apathy of pastors who are not pastors, who are not shepherds. So many letters I get are almost tear-stained. People telling me what has been happening in their local churches. It's getting worse and worse. A shadow has fallen across this great land of ours. And you know, in other countries, when that great shadow fell, whether it was in Nazi Germany, whether it was in Soviet Russia, communist Cuba, the brutal red Chinese communists. People could not trust their churches anymore. Their churches were in league with the evil government. Their churches were in bed with the devil. Their so-called church establishment. What did the people do? Did God abandon the people? No. They began to meet in homes. Today, in Red China, my friends, there is a registered church organization. But there is, and of course the government watches and monitors everything that is preached from those pulpits. But there is thriving under, you might say, the foot, almost, of this evil registered church in Red China. There is thriving a marvelous home church movement. Christians are meeting together. Oh, they're praying, they're laying hands on one another. They're asking God to forgive them of their sins. They're reading the Word of God, yes, even in Chinese, some in English. And a tremendous revival is going on across China. God has caused a home church movement. Oh, they're being persecuted by the red Chinese butchers of Tiananmen Square. But it's growing by leaps and bounds. It seems that God's people get tougher and get stronger during times of persecution. You see, we know then during persecution, during those hideous days when we're suffering and being tormented, we know to whom we can turn. We know the only deliverer there is, Christ Jesus. And that's when people turn to Him, true Christians. And that's when God's blessings flow and the windows of heaven open up. And if we have time, we'll be talking about the windows of heaven opening up. I believe perilous times are coming. Bloody days are coming. I believe the church eventually is going to have to go underground, just like the early Christians did. The Romans said they couldn't meet. Well, they met down in the catacombs, in the caves, out in the forest, on the coast of the oceans, hidden behind the rocks were small groups of Christians praying, singing psalms, crying in tears, asking for God's deliverance and accepting His love, relying on Him. This is the way it's been throughout history. And I'm telling you, even when the Catholic Church with their Inquisition came down, I have no doubt at all that Christians would meet secretly and privately and pray and sing and beseech the Lord. And they were blessed. Even in their torment, even in their suffering, they were blessed. It's going to be the same today. The false churches, the churches of the devil, even the big denominations may get bigger and bigger with a false Jesus and another gospel preached. But there will be across the United States of America and the world a true movement of God. It's already growing. I feel it. I know it. And I'm calling it the home church movement. And it's going to be based on the only thing that God's church can base itself on. That is Jesus and the Word of God. Well, I received a letter just recently from a sister in Hereford, Arizona. She said, "Dear Tex, your ministry is one of our favorites." Well, thank you, sister. "The local church here," she says, "has fallen under compromise. We no longer attend." Oh, how I'm hearing that. A lot of people give specifics across America. It's unbelievable what preachers, so-called, are teaching today. Here's a letter from a brother from Valley City, North Dakota. "Dear friends," he writes to Tex Mars and the staff here. "Dear friends, I'm enclosed $115, donating $100 for your Bible Home Church project." He continues to write, "It has been my desire to have a gathering in my home for a long time, as our churches have become mostly apostate. The independent Baptist groups seem better than most, but when they get their big churches built, they're so far in debt they never have enough finances to send out a missionary. And many of the ministers are out of fellowship with the Lord, and so no one gets edified. The churches here in this town are mostly Lutheran. They're all using corrupt New Age Bibles, and they are lifeless." One minister told me he didn't even want the King James Bible on his desk. Here's another letter from, this one comes from Oh, a sister from St. Cloud, Minnesota. Dear Brother Mars, thank you for your publications. I pray for you. Well, thank you, sister. We have had some bad stuff going down within our very own Free Church denomination. Our national president and vice president sent all churches a video, she says, to be used as a motivator for our 100th year anniversary. It was so New Age, this video. Most of us in the congregation were sickened. What was the worst was that our own pastor sided with the president and vice president of the denomination. Appalling. Then she goes on to tell me how that in this video they preached that we should come together with the Catholics, the ecumenical movement, all forget our doctrines and such and become as one. This is going on across America. Now, I'd like to tell you further why we started Bible Home Church. We're going to encourage men and women, Christian men and women, to found their own home churches, to invite their friends in. It's not difficult. We're not talking about setting up a treasury and a nonprofit organization and getting incorporated. We're talking about inviting brothers and sisters into your home. How many? Well, we'll talk about that in just a minute. How do you do it? Well, if it takes putting in a classified ad in the newspaper, you might want to do it. If it takes just calling up some friends and having them come over, that is okay too. What do you do once they get there? What did the early church do? Did they read the Bible? I think so. Did they sing Psalms? Paul, the Apostle Paul, said so. He encouraged that. Oh, my friends, there's so much you can do. Now, some people say, well, I have to have a bulletin and an organist and a choir director, and I have to go right down by the schedule on what to do, and we have to start with this way and that way and this way. I don't think so. I'll never forget the first ministry building we had. I had a pastor come visit me from Houston. He said, Tex, now before you moved in this building, did you ask God to cast out any devils that were there that may be inhabiting this place? I said, yes, brother, I certainly did. We prayed and we just asked the Lord to banish from this place any kind of evil spirits like that and to bless this place. He said, well, now, did you cast out the devils and ask God to cast them out from, make sure they didn't get in the windows and the doors? And also, now, you didn't forget the ceiling. You know, those devils can come down from the roof and come down to the ceiling. You got to make sure, he said, that you ask for God to keep them out from every portal. Well, I what if I'd left out one? Maybe they'll come up through the commode or the water pipe. And I told the pastor, I said, now, brother, I don't worry about those details. I just ask God to protect us from those devils. And you know, he knows how to do it. I might leave out one of those portals. He was sincere. Now he was trying to get me to make sure that I didn't leave any little entrance anywhere for the devils to come in. And you know, God knows how to handle those things. You know, Jesus was once asked how to pray, and he gave him the Lord's Prayer. I'm sure some people said, well, that sure seems simple. Is that all there is to it? Well, yes. One man asked me, what do I need to say to be saved? I said, you don't need to say anything. Believe. And you know, he hollered out and he started crying. He said, I believe. And I believe, my friends, that very moment that man was saved. He didn't have a formula. He could have gone down to a Christian bookstore. They probably have 50 books there on how to be saved. And every one of them will probably lead you the wrong way. But he had a broken heart, a repentant heart. He was a sinner. And he cried out, I believe. And I'm confident that very moment, the Holy Ghost entered that man's heart. I believe. He cried out. It's not difficult. There's no set formula for prayer. Although the Lord's Prayer is the most perfect formula there is. There's no formula for church. And I've been in all kinds of churches. I was in the Air Force and I worked in the chaplaincy for years. There's no formula. Just honestly love Jesus. You'll come out okay. But now why is this needed? Why do we need home churches? You know, 1 Timothy 3:15 says that the house of God is the church of the living God. It is the pillar and ground of the truth. The pillar and the ground. Psalms 11 verse 3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Well, the foundations are being shaken. The pillars are being pulled down. What can the righteous do? I have the answer. When they're pulling at the pillars and the roof and the walls are already falling down because of these false churches, remember this. You still have that foundation. It'll never go away. If you will set your foundation, your life, your home church on Jesus and His Word. Do you agree with me that churches have become social clubs today? Pastors have become social directors? Youth ministers have become recreation and sports coaches? And many pastors today and elders and deacons and leaders of the church have become Nicolaitans, which God hates. They control the members of the church as if they were priests. And you know, when you look at why home churches are needed, look at what we see, for example, in the Episcopal, in the Catholic, and many other churches. I got a letter not too long ago from a man, and he signed his letter, the Honorable Reverend Dr. Jones. The Honorable Reverend Dr. Jones? So I wrote him back, and I said, Dear Tim. His first name was Tim. And I don't mean to embarrass Pastor Tim Jones. You know, God said, for example, in Matthew 23, verse 9, Jesus said, call no man on earth. Call no man father. Now, a lot of us are used to that. Well, father so-and-so. One man called Jesus rabbi. He says, why do you call me rabbi? The man didn't believe Jesus. Why did he call him rabbi? I am convinced that we have a real problem. There's only one father, and he's in heaven. Now, I have a dad. And he's an earthly father, but with a small f, but there's only really one father in heaven, and I'm not going to call any priest father. Have you noticed everybody of any reputation now tries to have an honorary doctorate? And I want to tell you something, my friends. If you have an extra $100, I'll tell you where to send it to, and I know of Bible colleges and such that will give you a doctorate just for $100. You want to be a doctorate, you get one, if that's the desire of your heart. Watching TV the other night, Trinity Broadcasting Network, and they introduced Dr. Paul Crouch. Pretty surprised because Paul Crouch has never earned a doctorate. And while he was there talking, he talked about Dr. Billy Graham. Well, Billy Graham has never earned a doctorate. All these people have these honorary doctorates. Well, start your own Bible college and give all your friends doctorates, and they all run around calling themselves doctors too. You see, we're so stuck up on titles. This is what the church has come to. Stilted, whited sepulchers, running around calling each other cardinal and bishop and doctor and reverend. Titles. That's what we have a church based on. Look at some of the things going on in churches today. Promoting homosexuality, promoting abortion in the churches. We know that's wrong. In fact, in Romans chapter 1, verse 32, it says, those who commit such things are worthy of death. But we have that in churches across America today. We have false teachings. We have lukewarm teachings. And you know, it's just like the AIDS crisis. The Christian church is being destroyed from within. It's like a cancer growing, isn't it? Oh, I could give you, I have boxes of material showing the great apostasy in the church. For example, I received Christian News, November 2, 1998, page 3. Is Jonah historical? You know, Jonah, the fish and all in the Bible. Well, according to the Evangelical Lutheran Christian Church, no. In their magazine, The Lutheran, September of 98, they said Jonah is just a myth.
If you're thirsty and dry, it's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.